بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, our mothers and sisters listening at home. In the first session, we heard Maulana painted a very vivid image for us of what awaits us when a person will leave this world, when he will reach the qabr, and his soul will be taken out, and then he will be placed into his grave, the questioning of the grave. And then a resurrection, a person will be made to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the entire scene that will await a person on the day of Qiyamah. And for most of us, this is something that seems very far off. We tend to push it to the back of our mind as a coping mechanism that other people will reach there. But for me, it's very far off. I still have a lot of time. I'm still young. I have many years left. Just this afternoon, somebody would mention to me about a woman that had passed away recently. Perfectly normal, good health, middle-aged woman. Spent the night in ibadat, woke up, made sari for her family, sent her children off to school or to work, whatever it was. Time of asr, she found her husband, spoke to him, absolutely normal. Went to take a rest. And before iftar, before maghrib, she had already left this world. Absolutely no warning. They say sari in dunya with the family, iftari with the angels. Allah Ta'ala bless us with good mouth in the month of Ramadan, in condition Allah is pleased with us. It is mentioned about Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu that when he would stand at the grave, then he would cry profusely, hatta yabulla lihyatahu, until his entire beard would become soaked with his tears. So somebody asked him, Amirul Mu'minin, when we speak about Jannat, Jahannam, and the vivid description, especially the punishment of Jahannam, what awaits a person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't see you crying so much. But when you are reminded of the grave, then you cry so much. So what is the reason for this? So then he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the qabr, the grave, is the first stage of the akhirat. That person who man naja, that person who is safe, and he passes this phase or this stage, then the subsequent stages thereafter will be easy for him. And if a person fails at the first examination, the first trial, which is the grave, then the subsequent stages will be very difficult. So therefore his dua was, O Allah, make our journey through the grave be easy for us. If a person has an easy time in the stage of the qabr, then it will be easy for him the hereafter. So for this, my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the prescription already. We mentioned some time back also one of the other nights that we all are searching for hacks. What is the hack when you're traveling? What is the hack in the morning when you're making your coffee? What is the hack to lose weight? What is the hack to save money? And we'll spend time seeing some clip or reading some article, and the person will share their wisdom, person who made it, a person who has a success story. They say, do these things and you'll be successful. These are the hacks that I have learnt, traveling for so many years, or working in this industry, this field for so many years. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam already gave us the hack to secure our protection in the qabr. And what is that? Our suratul mulk, which we will recite shortly inshallah. So we'll just read a few of the riwayat and narrations that speak about the virtues of the surah. The one is the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, which appears in Sunan al-Nasa'i. He mentions, من قرأ تبارك الذي بيده الملك كل ليلة منعه الله بها من عذاب القبر. That person who will read Surah al-Mulk every night, then by virtue of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the azab of the qabr. And then he says, وَكُنَّا فِي عَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ نُسَمِّيهَا الْمَانِعَ. Then in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we had a nickname for the surah. We would call it Al-Mani'a, the protector. That surah which will secure your protection in the qabr. And then one narration he mentions, يُؤْتَ الرَّجُلْ فِي قَبْرِهِ, that when a person is placed into his grave, then the punishment will try to approach him. So the first angle of attack will be from his feet. It will approach from the feet side. And it will attempt to now come upon this person. And as it tries to do this, then his feet will address the punishment and say that, مَا لَكُم مِّن قِبَلِي سَبِيلٍ. You will not find any access from my side. And then the feet will explain that he has already protected this wall or this boundary with the recitation of Suratul Mulk. Then the punishment will come from the head side. And again, the head will address the punishment and say, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ قِبَلِي سَبِيلٍ. You will not find any access through me. Again, the motivation, he protected this boundary through Suratul Mulk. And like this, from each angle, the punishment will try to come. And each time it will be repelled and pushed away. And the reason given was, the person already secured himself with the recitation of Suratul Mulk. We know, my dear brothers, at night, especially in our country, when a person goes to bed at night, then he'll double check and triple check. The windows are closed, the doors are locked, the gate is locked, the garage is closed, the car is locked. And if he's already gotten into bed, no matter how tired he may be, his wife will tell him, just wake up and go and check again. Make sure the windows are not... He might be staying on the second floor also, but make sure the window is not open. Because somehow they'll climb up and get inside. So we're so conscious of this. He'll alarm, put on the alarm system. And then only he feels that now I'm secure, now I'm safe. Now I can go to bed. And even if an intruder has to come, but I know the alarm system is there, I'll be alerted. And then there's an armed response behind it. And it'll be sent on the crime group. The CPF will be there. So we have yaqeen, we have trust in all of these methods. These are asbab, these are means. Allah Ta'ala gave it to us, we have to use it. But what about our security in the qabr? How will we protect ourselves to arm that system, to make sure that the gate is shut, the door is shut, the burglar bars are put in securely. These surahs we have at night, this will secure our protection in the qabr. And then our Shaykh Damod Barakatuh, who mentions also that many a couple, husband and wife, because we have such busy schedules, and we know most of us, the husband and wife sometimes barely touch base in the day. She's looking after the children and their schoolwork and their assignments and projects. And the husband got his work to do, and then he's answering calls and emails, and his mind is already on the next business day, what he's got to do, suppliers, delivery, customers will come. And we've got 1,000 things that go through the mind. And sometimes we barely even switch off before we hit the bed. The mind is still running and working, and already our eyes close. So many a wife will complain also that the husband doesn't give me time. So Hazrat says that many a couple now will make a concerted effort that every night before going to bed, at least for 5 minutes we'll sit down together, we'll share a cup of coffee, and that will be our alone time. Children are put to bed, cell phones are put away, the lights are dimmed, and now there's no noise outside also, the house is quiet, everything is neat and clean. Before we go to bed, we'll at least share one cup of cappuccino together, little bit of baking together, and you tell me about your day, I'll tell you about my day. And husband and wife feel at least now we're giving each other some time like this. Like one person mentioned in another town somewhere, he says that our children, and mashallah Allah blessed him, 6, 7 children, he says our children are such that they won't leave us alone. So every night the wife and I have a routine that a certain time comes, it is 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, no matter what the children are up to, no matter what we are doing, but when that time comes, we get into the car, and we'll just go drive around the block a few times. At least we get some time together. So we have to do these type of things. Hazrat says, at least add to that routine, with the cappuccino and with the biscuits and the baking, at least add our Suratul Mulk together. That you telling me about your day, about my day, but now let's do something for each other's akhirat, for each other's qabr. Did you read your surahs? Husband comes home from the masjid, perhaps it's late at night already. Wife will ask him, did you have something to eat? Can I make a cup of tea for you? But when last did we ask one another, have you read your night surahs? Have you read your night du'as? Your protection for the akhirat, for the qabr. And then Hazrat says also that in dunya, alhamdulillah, we give our spouses the best. When there's renovations need to be done, we let them choose the decor, the colors, and the granite tops, and the different curtains, and blinds, and we know how much we're paying for it. And then she'll say, but it doesn't match, we need to change it. So we'll change it again also. And whatever tiles they want, and all of, alhamdulillah, we keep them happy, keep the house comfortable, and they give us the best also. The best of food, we're feeling for something, she knows how you like your tea, how you like the meal to be served. So we're giving each other the best of dunya, alhamdulillah, we're taking care of each other. But it should not be that when my eyes close, when her eyes clothes and we go in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, it should not be that my own wife will drag me to the court of Allah and say, he gave me dunya, he didn't give me deen. He took care of my dunya and my comfort in dunya, but he didn't worry about my qabr and my akhirat. And it should not be we do the same. She took care of my stomach, of my appetite, of my desires, of my needs. She kept me comfortable, but she didn't bother about my salah, whether I read my salah, I made it to the masjid on time, whether I read my surahs, whether I read my du'as. So a true love story is when the entire house is together, the husband, the wife, the children. This is a true love story. Hazrat would say, the West gave us teddy bears and red roses. That's love. Give one teddy bear, give it to her, this is a sign of your love. And how many teddy bears she must have collected in her life also. In the Western world also, she's moving from one person to the next person, and that's not a sign of love. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us, that now husband and wife are reading the same para for the day. They're reading their du'as together. They've got a checklist. And Hazrat would say also, we heard in the first session, use technology to our benefit. One time, some time back, Hazrat advised a few people also, that if we have to do, create a WhatsApp group, and what the name must be, our journey to Jannah together. Like how we have these romantic cards and romantic messages and we'll send to one another from time to time. At least husband and wife create a WhatsApp group, our journey to Jannah. And on there now we tick off for the day. I got my takbir-e-ula, I got my salah on time, I read my sunnats for the day, and I read my du'as in the morning, du'as in the evening, I finished my one para for the day, half para for the day, my 100 times istighfar, 100 times durood sharif. If we've got qada'i umri, I made so many qada that I missed in my past years of ignorance, of heedlessness, at least I covered 5 today, 6 today. She'll encourage you, you'll encourage her. In this way, as a couple now, we're moving together, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are moments, my dear brothers, where we can make these changes in our life. The hearts are soft, hearts are receptive. Already our schedules are different to out of the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, as we know, for myself, every Ramadan will come, we feel a little bit of motivation, and then Eid will come, maybe a couple of days thereafter, and then we see once again the masjid is back to normal, one saf, two safs, we're struggling to make it for salah, barely opening our Quran Sharif also, and we're back into the same routine that we were stuck in before the month of Ramadan. People go for Hajj Umrah also, while we're there, alhamdulillah, we're making it to the Haram, we're reading our salah, we're making Quran Tilawat Durood Sharif, and we come back and back into the same routine again. But now for us to make some change that will stick. So we do it together with support. And we know, the wife, as we mentioned before, the wife wants something, the husband has to say labbaik. And sometimes the husband wants something, the wife also has to just go ahead with it. If we come onto the same page, our mothers and sisters are listening at home also, we come onto the same page. Hazrat says, when last did we ask our spouse, that have you made the intention of life as yet? We've got intention what I'll do tomorrow. And already the women are saying, what we'll bake for Eid day, perhaps they started already. And this weekend now you've got to get the ingredients. I need the fresh cream on time. And it mustn't be that it's sold out, so make sure you go and get it. And we're looking for the specials already. So they already know what they're preparing. Breakfast time, we're going to this place, and lunch time, supper, we're going to this, to the in-law's house. And last year she baked, and I've got to outdo her. So we already have the whole menu is planned. But when last did we ask, you got intention for Eid day, you got intention for next week, for that dawah, for that function, have you made the intention of life as yet? Why am I here? Why am I married to you? What are we working towards? What are we trying to, where are we trying to reach? So let us do this inshallah. If we have not done it as yet, sit down with our spouses, whether we do it tonight also. Maulana mentioned in the first session, spend the night in ibadat. This is also ibadat. We might not all have that strength to stand up in salah for 2 hours, and dua for 2 hours, and Quran tilawat for 1 hour. At least this, our fikr is on the akhirat. That let's make our intentions together now. Let us help one another and move towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as a household we're moving together, we'll see the muhabbat, the sukoon, the rahat, the afiyat. And then we'll see what a blissful life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Page 24.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين صدق الله العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حنان يا منان يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah. O my Allah, we have raised our hands before you tonight, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we have heard of the stages that await us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of when the ruh will leave the body, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of the grave and the stages of the grave, O my Allah. The questioning of the angels, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, we have heard in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great detail how a person will be placed into his grave and how his deeds will be brought, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have heard the terrifying description of the angels that will approach him in his grave, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, O my Allah, we have heard how the grave will press a person, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard the terrifying description, the insects and the scorpions and the snakes, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands tonight to beg of you and ask you, oh my Allah, protect us from the adab of the qabr, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, when our souls leave our bodies, oh my Allah, let it be in a condition that you are pleased with us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let it be after having made tawbatan nasuha, after having turned to you and cried before you and repented sincerely before you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when we leave this world, let it be with a clean slate, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, having made tawbah from all our evil habits and sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you give us tawfiq and the ability, oh my Allah, that before we have to meet you, Ya Allah, we abandon and we give up all of our evil habits, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, there are so many things bogging us down, oh my Allah. So many things blocking our connection with you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we raise our hands and there is no connection anymore, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we open Quran and read, oh my Allah, but we cannot feel the love and the warmth, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we stand in salah, our legs become tired, oh my Allah. Our minds become tired and start to wander, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, that connection has been broken with you, oh my Allah. It is our fault, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only our fault, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have come to confess, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are iqrari mujrim, Ya Allah, we make iqrar and i'tiraf. There is no guna, no sin that we can hide from, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of what is in the hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of our past, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. You are aware of our present condition, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what the future holds for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't hide anything from you, oh my Allah. We can't conceal anything from you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know the sins of the night, oh my Allah. The sins of the day, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you know those gunas we committed thinking no one was seeing us and watching us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but you were watching, oh my Allah. Your angels were recording, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, if you will take us to task, we will be destroyed, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of the day, oh my Allah. Forgive the sins of the night, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins committed knowingly, the sins committed unknowingly, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, every time we made tawbah, we promised not to go back. Ya Allah, we slipped and we fell. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, so many people have lost hope, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they feel it is their lot in life to just sit in the gutter of sin. Oh my Allah, we read the other night in Taraweeh. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Ya Allah, in your Quran, Ya Allah, you send these ayat to us, telling Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to instruct his ummah, never lose hope in Allah's mercy. Don't become despondent in the mercy of Allah. Oh my Allah, we are not losing hope, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come into your house tonight because we have hope in you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have hope in anyone else, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hope in your maghfirat, in your forgiveness. Oh my Allah, shower your rahmat upon us tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make a decision for us, oh my Allah. Our hearts have become hard, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our eyes are dry, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there is barely any strength of iman left within us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity on us, oh my Allah. Take pity on us, oh my Allah. Take pity on us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. We are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have barely anything to put forth and offer to you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our roza we spoiled, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us Quran, we spoiled our recitation, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we spoiled our taraweeh salah, oh my Allah. Our seri and iftari we spoiled, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, every amal you gave to us, ya Allah, we spoiled it and we presented it to you. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have heard that the weak child, the child who is incapable and unable, and he presents some scribbling before the parent will embrace the child, will hug the child, will kiss the child, and will say, well done, oh my son, well done, oh my daughter. Oh my Allah, we have scribbling to present before you tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even have anything worthy of putting in your court. Oh my Allah, you embrace us tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, embrace us in your rahmat tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, just as a parent will take the weak child close, will look out for the child, will praise the child. Ya Allah, tonight you praise us, oh my Allah. Tonight you embrace us, oh my Allah. Tonight you love us, oh my Allah. Tonight you show your kindness upon us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, favor us with hidayat and guidance, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are tired of this double life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we show one face to the people. Ya Allah, you know the reality, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the skeletons in our closet, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know those sins, oh my Allah, that Ya Allah, you made
Sattari. Ya Allah, if you had to expose it to people, nobody will even look at us. Oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, oh my Allah, make a decision, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the evil from our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, remove and distance it from us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that strength of iman, that amount of khashyat and fear of you. Ya Allah, that becomes a barrier between us and breaking your command, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, erect the word of taqwa in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan to earn taqwa. You gave us Ramadan to gain taqwa. Ya Allah, now you fulfill it and give us the taqwa, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us pure and clean lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us lives in your obedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us and allow us to taste the sweetness of your obedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tasted the sweetness of dunya already, oh my Allah. We have tasted the sweetness of good food. Ya Allah, we have tasted the sweetness of soft and comfortable beds, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tasted the sweet poison of your disobedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tasted all the sweetness that dunya has to offer. Ya Allah, now give us a taste of the sweetness of iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the sweetness of iman, when the halawatul iman will enter the heart, then la takhruj abada, it will never come out of the heart. Oh my Allah, we are waiting for the taste of sweetness, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard from the akabir and the mashayikh, how when they took your name, ya Allah, the entire body would feel like a honeycomb. Oh my Allah, we take your name and it doesn't stir the heart, oh my Allah. We raise our hands, it doesn't stir the heart. Ya Allah, give us that sweetness of iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that sweetness of iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youth, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are fighting a daily battle against their temptation, against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, get the upper hand over us. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you pull them close towards you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the strength of iman. Oh my beloved Allah, they have good intentions, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they want to please you. They don't want to break your command, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you facilitate it for them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, none of us want to displease you. Ya Allah, you brought us into your house tonight. Ya Allah, despite us having a long day, standing up in Taraweeh Salah, Ya Allah, we sat for the first program. Ya Allah, we came back for this program. Ya Allah, you brought us. Ya Allah, this is a sign that you want to give us tonight, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't let us leave this gathering without forgiving us, oh my Allah. Without wiping our records clean, oh my Allah. Let us start with a clean slate, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, give us that ta'alluq and connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how he stood, Ya Allah, those nights in his small room. Ya Allah, where he could barely fit two people in that room. And oh my Allah, he stood until his feet became swollen, oh my Allah. He shed tears for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he went to Badr for us, oh my Allah. He ran to Uhud for us, oh my Allah. He went to Khandaq for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not shown wafadari and loyalty to him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. We abandoned his sunnah and his way, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he told us how to look handsome and beautiful. We threw it away, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he told us how to dress. We discarded his dress, oh my Allah. He told us how to be, Ya Allah. We threw his lifestyle behind our backs, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let our actions become, Ya Allah, a source of pain and hurt to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my Allah, if you will forgive us, if you will pull us close, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us the coolness of his eyes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it should not be that when we go to Madina Munawwara and present ourselves, Ya Allah, that he looks at us and says that you have destroyed my sunnah. Oh my Allah, rather let him embrace us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let him be yearning and waiting to meet us, oh my Allah. Especially on the day of Qiyamah, when we will need a drink from his Mubarak hands. Oh my Allah, on that day, don't turn us away, oh my Allah. Don't turn us away, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, oh my Allah. We beg of you, we beg of you. Oh my Allah, we have nothing. Ya Allah, we have nothing but our weakness to present before you. Ya Allah, don't let him turn us away on that day, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, when you raise us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, give us our books in our right hands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us receive our books of deeds in our left hand, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let our good deeds outweigh our evil deeds. Ya Allah, the announcement will be made that enter the gates of Jannah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, let us cross the pool Sirat with ease and with speed, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jannah without any hisab, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of the bounties and the blessings of Jannah. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, you grant us admission into Jannat, Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, free us from the fire of Jahannam, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in this world, we don't like to go in the via route, Oh my Allah. We pay more for a direct flight, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us direct entry into Jannat. Don't send us via the fire of Jahannam, Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, all those who have left this world, Oh my Allah, make their maghfirat, Oh my Allah. Especially those of us whose family members have left this world. Ya Allah, we have parents, grandparents who have left this world. Ya Allah, you forgive them, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your rahmat upon them in their qubur. Ya Allah, you expand their graves as far as their eyes can see, Oh my Allah. Show them their abode in Jannat, Oh my Allah. You become pleased with them, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let our dua become a means of their, of your rahmat being showered upon them, Oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have lost their children, Oh my Allah. They have lost their siblings, Oh my Allah. They have lost their spouses, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the pain in the heart, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the grief in the heart, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you fill that gap in their lives, Oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you fill that gap in their lives, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what troubles us, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what worries us, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the broken hearts, Oh my Allah. You know the broken hearts, Oh my Allah. Who do we turn to, Oh my Allah? Hum kidhar jaye, kisse kahe? Who will we speak to, Oh my Allah? Who will lend us a shoulder to cry on? Ya Allah, we only have you, Oh my Allah. We only have you, Oh my Allah. We only have you, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, come into our lives, Oh my Allah. Come into our hearts, Oh my Allah. Come into our hearts. Ya Allah, you cure our ailing hearts, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you cure our ailing hearts, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, cure us from all spiritual maladies and illnesses, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are physically unwell, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, Oh my Allah. So many people have lost hope, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are just waiting, Oh my Allah. The family members are anticipating, they're not sure. Oh my Allah, you make miracles happen, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you can make the impossible possible, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them complete shifa, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many in financial difficulty. Ya Allah, they're struggling to make ends meet. They have debts that are mounting on them. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you provide from unseen sources, halal, abundant rozi for them, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us ever go towards haram, Oh my Allah. Don't let us get tempted to go to haram rozi, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for each and every one of us here tonight. Ya Allah, and those who are not here also, Oh my Allah, provide for us abundant halal rozi and sustenance, Oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, don't let us have to stretch our hands out to anyone, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with izzat, with afiyat, with sihat, with sukoon, with chain, with rahat, with aman, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us yaqeen in your dhat, tawakkul, Oh my Allah, trust upon you, Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen and tawakkul upon the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us be how you want us to be, Oh my Allah. Teach us how to be good Muslims and mu'min, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be good ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh my Allah, teach us how to be good and kind and caring to our spouses, Oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, they have made sacrifice for us to be here tonight. Oh my Allah, you reward them abundantly, Oh my Allah. Give them a full share of all the programs and the reward, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept from them their ibadat, their a'mal, and from us, Oh my Allah, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, protect our children, Oh my Allah. Protect our grandchildren, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, every parent is concerned. Every parent is worried of the iman of their children. Ya Allah, first and foremost, safeguard their iman, Oh my Allah. Safeguard their taqwa, their amal. Ya Allah, make our children excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya. Ya Allah, make them khuddam of deen, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't lead them astray, Oh my Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have reached old age, give us tawfiq to serve them, Oh my Allah, to please them, Oh my Allah, to earn and take their du'as, Oh my Allah, keep them in the best of health, Oh my Allah, with afiyat, Oh my Allah, as they took care of us, you take care of them now, Oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Oh my Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, wherever there is any difficulty in the ummah, Ya Allah, you remove that difficulty, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you blow the winds of hidayah throughout the globe, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah is in turmoil. soil. Oh my Allah, our third haram, our first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa, is closed, oh my Allah. There was no Jumu'ah Salah, no Taraweeh Salah. Oh my Allah, our hearts are supposed to bleed for al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, give us the strength as an ummah once again, ya Allah, that we can restore al-Aqsa to its glory days, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open it for the ummah, oh my Allah. Let the ummah come in droves to al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, let us see the day where multitudes of people will enter the gates of al-Aqsa. We will tie our ihram, we will recite the labbaik and proceed to Makkah Mukarram. Ya Allah, you make those days a reality for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take us over and over again to Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, take us with Maqbool Safar, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let our coming be accepted by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, soon the days of Hajj will come, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people already have made preparations. There are so many people whose hearts are broken that they cannot go. Ya Allah, you open the doors for each and every one of us, ya Allah. Remove all the impediments, physical, financial, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you facilitate, ya Allah, and take the entire world, oh my Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you open the doors for us, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all those that ask for dua, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill all their jais, hajat and desires, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have been kind to us, you be kind to them, oh my Allah. You repay and reward them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept from us, accept our masjid, accept our community, accept our musallis. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the renovation that is taking place, you accept it, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make this masjid become a beacon of hidayat and guidance, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, where deen will be spread from, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from bid'at, from innovations. Ya Allah, save us from earning your displeasure and your wrath, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, all the good Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, you give us a share in it, oh my Allah. All the evil he asked protection from, you protect us from it, oh my Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Oh my Allah, reward our mashayikh, ya Allah, reward our akabir, oh my Allah, all those who have been instrumental in deen reaching us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep their shadow over us for many, many years to come, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have left this world, ya Allah, you forgive them, ya Allah, and raise their stages, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a reminder, my dear brothers, we still have a lot of time left in the night. As Maulana mentioned earlier, tonight is a Saturday, and most of us don't have work to go to tomorrow. So we can take out some extra time tonight, inshallah. Even if we pull an all-nighter, we can sleep for the rest of the day tomorrow, inshallah. But at least we take out some time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some time to cry before Allah, make our own individual dua, 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats of tahajjud, whatever we can manage. And one simple formula, ulama explained, we get tired, then just change the ibadat. We read some Quran till our 10-15 minutes, then we become tired, read 2 rakats of salah, take some time out, take tasbih, make some dhikrullah, even if we walk around and recite our tasbih, then back to our Quran Sharif. In this way, we keep ourselves going, and inshallah, we make the night profitable. Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah.